If I do not cherish my peace dreams, then who will? When there is an important matter to discuss, God invites only his unconditional seekers. God always favors his obedient children. The mind considers pleasing God an unimportant task. Wisdom light is always delightful. God protects my heart and all its God-longing secrets. In the spiritual life, we quite often get experience surprises. My God, surrender life resonates with the harmony of the universe. O world, you will definitely find me in the forgiveness heart of my Lord Supreme. God and God's will know no rest. Every time God sees me, he asks me to sing a devotion song for him. Everybody should at least try to please God in his own way. We are supposed to follow God and not emulate God. The desire mind train must be stopped. The sooner the better. God wants our aspiration life to be extremely happy. What we need is only one thing: surrender. We all are needed to establish a world harmony life. Last night I had a dream. I clearly saw that I was in God's inner circle. God is so proud of me, for I am no longer enjoying ignorant sleep. I do not want to waste any more time with my mind. It is useless. It does not want to aspire. God wants us to love and serve him as long as we breathe. Our prayers and meditations expire after some time, but God's grace never expires. I can feel God close to me only after I have become close to mankind. My Lord, I have only one desire: at every moment do mold and shape my life. Our mind is constant uncertainty. Every day I must strike my heart gong to please my Lord Supreme. The more we feed our mind, the more we starve our heart. Only hope is keeping the world alive. My prayer life straightens my aspiration road. My meditation heart shortens my aspiration route. My aspiration heart and my soul songs together live. Expectation is disappointment, right from the very beginning. We must all escape from our desire prison. I know all my good deeds have one source, God's grace, Son. To enter into the mind's land is to forget everything divine that you have. The mind says, purity is useless. The heart says, purity is priceless. Where is God? God believers say that he is everywhere, and God disbelievers say that he is nowhere. Man does not want to hire our services. God immediately accepts our services. In the spiritual life, detachment is obligatory. A desire life always expects appreciation from the entire world. When I accompany my heart on its way to see God, God gets boundless joy. The thought life is used by the beggar in me. The will life is used by the prince in me. Unless we become another God, we will not be able to keep our hope alive for a very long time. Never be complacent. Desire torture is always there, all around us. Hope urges the ignorance world to open to the light within. Peace is our heart owner and not our life landlord. Do not judge yourself. Truth to tell, you know next to nothing about yourself. The Master's will in my life is an endless beginning with no end. The moment I see my Lord Supreme, my aspiration eyes explode with delight. The moment I see God the beauty, I try to devour him. My mind will know one day that it has lost many, many golden opportunities to meet with God. When I am sincere, I feel God's breath in every step. Without determination, nobody will be able to achieve illumination. Anything that I see with my heart beauty is beautiful, soulful, and perfect. The Master can take your sufferings only if you have faith in the Master's capacities. My heart inspires me, encourages me, and feeds me with aspiration cries. Devotion heart fragrance is beyond compare. To feel God's presence inside my heart is infinitely easier than to be in God's presence. We cannot hide anything from our soul, no matter how hard we try. If we really love our Master, then there is nothing that we cannot or will not do for Him. I came into the world to consciously and devotedly participate in my Master's cosmic play. Not an easy task to pass the temptation examination. Never refuse God's bountiful invitation. To a devotee, nothing is more meaningful, nothing is more beautiful, and nothing is more soulful than God's feet. I clasp my Master's all with my all. I reject anything that does not come to me from my Master's will. He who wants to interpret God's will is a stark fool. God's only task is to see us divinely happy. Slowly and steadily, step by step, we shall try to please our Lord Supreme. My heart tears know the secret of pleasing and satisfying God. In my life, the secret of secrets is that my entire being is only for God. When my mind is absolutely pure, my heart is absolutely sincere, and my life is absolutely self-giving, God invites me to sing, dance, and sport with His celestial will. Eagerness God expects from each and every human being. I must obey God's will even when I am totally exhausted. I have surrendered my all at God's feet. Now He will mold me and shape me in His own way. I can clearly see God's compassion eye in my life's storms. I can clearly watch God smiling and dancing in my life's sunny days. The wisdom of all the sages, never see darkness in any human being. For a seeker, his obedience to God's will should always be the first and foremost reality. In silence, God and I exchange our oneness heart messages. My mind says to me, "Can you not see I am busy? I am always busy, therefore do not approach me for anything." My heart says to me, I am always free. Use me at any moment, in any way. When it is a matter of surrender to God's will, the mind laughs and laughs. My heart cannot live even for a second without surrendering itself to God's will. Every day my heart tears and my Lord's heart smiles exchange their greetings. How can I thank you, my Lord? Just stay with me, in me, and for me. That is the best way of thanking me. An iota of gratitude goes a very long way in our God-longing heart. When my heart helplessly cries, God immediately flies. 24 hours a day, my Lord Supreme protects my surrender life plan. Cry and cry and cry, for this is the only way to melt God's heart and to touch his feet. Alas, is it too late for me to recognize that the mind is absolutely a false prophet? When we pray and meditate soulfully, God is not in a hurry to leave us. Every day I am trying to surprise my Lord with my gratitude breath. Whenever God intends to give us something, it is for everybody. Be not a slave to your glorious achievements. You have yet far, very far to go. Alas, openly I say, only God's way. Secretly I tell myself, it is all my own way. I spend my days and nights searching only for my inner light. God is so proud of you because you do not surrender to depression. Whenever my Lord teaches me anything, it is all enlightenment and not entertainment. Short is the road for the God lovers. Shorter is the road for the God lovers and God servers. Shortest is the road for the God surrendered lovers and servers. Long, longer, longest is the road for the God doubters. Soon, very soon, my entire being will be only one thing, love of God. My Lord's compassion eye has surprised even the God unbelievers and God disbelievers. The length of our journey to God depends on our desire life and our aspiration heart. A real God lover cannot misuse even a fraction of a moment. My heart's ceaseless tears have the capacity to help me breathe in a new life. To see me happy is my Lord's only unfulfilled task. There is only one season in the mind, doubt season. I want my life to be cradled by my purity heart. God does not appreciate my mind's cleverness. He appreciates only my heart's soulfulness. Sacrifice is not a mere dictionary word. Sacrifice is a living reality in our aspiration life. Nothing is as useless as my mind's unwillingness to see God's light. If my mind is not for God, that means a member of my inner family is against God. We must not and must not squander God's compassion light. God is crying to see my purity mind. God is crying to see my confidence heart. God is crying to see my surrender life. When I create something, I always beg God for a final finishing touch. God loves silence gratitude more than he loves sound gratitude. God will not wait indefinitely for my aspiration heart to wake up. How I wish to be a passenger on God's Compassion Express train to his heart home. Every morning I sow hope seeds inside my heart. The simpler our life is, the quicker is God's arrival. I wish to be a single line in God's heart life book. Disaster is immediately followed by frustration. Frustration is immediately followed by destruction. It may take centuries to repair one's aspiration heart. From hope bloom, we get certainty assurance. He who misses God-pleasing opportunities will find his mind inside a total failure cave. Unwillingness begins, disobedience continues, destruction ends. Right now, God cares only for our aspiration and not for our perfection. If I can embody God devotion, I do not need anything else. Never host a doubt mind builder. Through countless centuries, man has been longing for his nature's perfection. Alas, it is still a far cry. When God opens my eyes, he opens them for me to see both my inner duties and my outer duties. I do not mind if I am the worst human being on earth, as long as I dare to claim God as my own very own. My Lord's vision eye tells me that he has accomplished everything for me in the inner world. There is a very short and special path that leads to God's heart home. Alas, when will I be aware of it? I am all ready to use my concentration arrow to smash the pride of ignorance night. We must not forget that we have infinitely more important things to do than to visit again and again the tomb of the past. I do not want to know what my mind does, as long as I know what my heart is doing all the time for God. I must start my morning earlier so that I can accomplish more divine things. There is no space for idleness in my life. My aspiration ladder every day needs more steps. Every single day I must keep my hope alive. My heart land is only for my Lord Supreme to visit. Even a shadow of doubt is extremely destructive. I am so fortunate that my life is loved by countless people, and I am not a hopeless soul. It is impossible for the mind to know what God is planning for the heart. I do not want to know what God thinks of me, as long as I know that I am thinking of him, praying to him, and meditating on him. Friendship is definitely needed, but this friendship has to be established between oneness hearts. Every day brings a new hope and a new promise for my God discovery. My heart wants my life to be God-centered. The mind takes God as a very strict teacher. The heart takes God as a very compassionate father. I clearly see that God is the most indulgent grandfather. Have tears in your heart. God will be very near to you. If you love God, then you will be able to know, see, and feel that this world of ours is beautiful, extremely beautiful. May my life remain always a crying, God-pleasing heart. I am lost, totally lost between my mind's independence and my heart's dependence. O my mind, get ready. The God-appointed hour is fast approaching. The spirituality road is longer than the longest. When I fail in my life, God's heart comes to me with the most comforting encouragement and assurances. A life of surrender has only one season, spring. God always wants only silence to proclaim his arrival. The moment grace rain falls, we all become God hungry. If you are too proud to bow your head to God seekers and God lovers, yours will be a life of utter emptiness. I am indeed a God compassion and God inspiration dream. If you do not aspire, then your life is a burden to both heaven and earth. I enjoy my meditation most powerfully only when I enter into my soul's silence world. Alas, my inner world is full of sorrows and tears. Heaven has taught me most kindly how to dream of God. Earth has taught me most compassionately how to transform God's dream into reality for God manifestation here on earth. My heart eyes see perfection everywhere. My meditation has the power to silence my mind clamor. Any aspiration cry must seek the height of the ever-transcending beyond. To be far above all our problems, we must dive deep within. Therein lies the answer. Heaven's Son blessingfully invites me, and I gladly and proudly respond. Both God and I keep our heart doors wide open so that we can visit each other at any moment. The less I think, the higher I can reach. Do not allow any thought to disturb your inner poise. To succeed in life, we must place our heart's devotion flowers at the feet of our Lord Supreme. My Lord, catch me and hold me firmly in your compassion heart. My Lord, I love you. Do tell me how I can love you infinitely more. When I am in my highest consciousness, I see that my heart garden is flooded with celestial flowers and fruits. The mind does not want to learn God lessons. The heart thrives on God lessons. A God-surrender life is priceless in every field of life. God Himself watches my spirituality hunger. I do not mind if my life is a God-unknown and unsung song. God never plans anything for me that is even an inch beyond my heart capacities. I do not want my mind doubt and my heart insecurity to torment me anymore. If a seeker is not examined in every way, then he is bound to disappoint God. Every time I arrive at God's door, I see clearly that God is eager to receive me. When we say yes to God, His pride in us becomes immeasurable. When I am on my bended knees, I feel only God's love. I am extremely fond of my God gratitude heart flowers.